Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Stephen Geisler, the co-owner of Be Well Medicine in Kenai, has announced his intention to challenge incumbent Representative Ron Gillum for the Alaska House of Representatives District 7, which represents Kenai and Soldotna. Geisler made that announcement at the tail end of a Tuesday morning appearance on KSRM's Sound Off, where he talked about ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, treatment for coronavirus, as well as seeking primary care. Geisler told KSRM's Sound Off that he was running for the House District 7 seat, which Representative Gillum currently holds.
Exciting, scary for me, but after learning that that one of your previous guests decided to put their hat in the ring for the House seat that's up this year, I've decided that he needs to have an opposing voice of reason. We have enough people that have spoken half-truths and not necessarily followed their Christian conscience in office and in politics. And not that I've ever thought myself to be a politician, but I have spent a lifetime fighting for people, for patient rights, for the underserved, giving my time, money. You know, my wife and I give a lot of free care and time out in rural places where they don't have health care. And we need to bring that labor of love back into our government.
For more info, RadioKenai.com. The Soldotna City Council passed an ordinance that would increase estimated revenues and appropriations by $60,000 in the general fund for additional legal services. The biennial operating budget that was adopted in June 2021 includes just over $71,000 for FY22 general legal services. In addition to providing day-to-day legal support, which has seen an increase in the current fiscal year, city attorneys also engage in specific projects, including two litigation issues as directed by City Council. Those issues include an appeal of the local boundary commission's annexation decision and filing an amicus brief in the case of the United Cook Inlet Drift Association versus the National Marine Fisheries Service. Soldotna City Manager Stephanie Queen spoke to the council regarding the city's attorney.
We're right in line of spending annually with where we're at in the year, except for two additional tasks and projects that we've assigned to their office. The first was the appeal of the city's annexation petitions. To date, the attorneys have expended approximately $27,500 on that effort. Additionally, the UCEDA amicus brief, which was drafted and submitted through January, had incurred almost $14,000. So those two items alone have utilized a larger portion of our budget, and we would not be able to make up that difference by scaling back or cutting kind of our needs to the remainder of the year. So for the remainder of FY22, we're requesting additional funds be appropriated to the legal services budget, really to continue our normal procedures of reaching out to the attorneys as needed for administrative needs or legislative needs, but also for those two items.
The city administration requests an additional $60,000 to ensure sufficient funding is available for the remainder of FY22. And with the additional funding, the total allocation in the general fund brings the appropriation to $131,500. The ordinance unanimously passed the city council. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.